From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, we'll hear about a student walkout to protest conditions at South Oak Cliff High School, and excavators and backhoes hit the auction block in Fort Worth. We'll start with the latest on the dispute over Syrian refugees in Texas. 12 are expected to arrive in Texas today, including a family of 6 in Dallas. As KERA's Stella Chavez reports, there will not be a hearing this week on the state's lawsuit.
The state of Texas last week sued the federal government and a nonprofit over the refugees, and it wanted a hearing this week. A federal judge in Dallas said no. U.S. District Judge David Godbey held a conference call with attorneys on Monday and told them to keep filing legal briefs. That's according to an attorney for the ACLU, which represents the nonprofit resettlement agency being sued. For refugees, getting into the United States takes a long time. It's complicated, according to two former Department of Homeland Security secretaries who defended the resettlement process during a call with reporters.
If you were trying to insert an operational terrorist into the United States, having them sit for 18 months to 2 years on the hope that they could fool everybody and get in would, I think, probably not be the most operationally attractive thing for a terrorist leader.
That's Michael Chertoff, who was DHS secretary under President George W. Bush. A trip to the U.S. starts with a referral by the United Nations. Then the refugees are checked against different databases, including terrorist watch lists. They also participate in multiple interviews.
We're sending people into the field who are looking for discrepancies in stories, checking what they're being told against facts that we do know about people, cross-comparing stories when you're interviewing multiple people.
Texas is one of about 30 states that has opposed the resettlement process following last month's deadly attacks in Paris. The Syrian refugees are escaping violence in their homeland. 21 of them are scheduled to arrive in Texas this week. A family of 6 coming to Dallas will join relatives already living in North Texas. During the press call, former DHS Chief Janet Napolitano defended the refugee resettlement program.
No one should presume that one gets refugee status easily. That's just not the way the programs work. And the cost to the United States would be quite significant if we turned off those programs.
Ultimately, she says, it would hurt how the U.S. is viewed around the world and how Americans view themselves. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
In southern Dallas this afternoon, about 100 students walked out of South Oak Cliff High School to protest overdue repairs. David Johnson, a senior, is the football team quarterback and helped lead the protest.
The roofing, they started on it last year, and it's still not finished. When it rains, it still leaks through. Also, last week, the heat. I mean, it's always either it's too hot or it's too cold. It's unfair to us. How can we learn when we're uncomfortable? We have to have classroom in a hallway.
Dallas ISD spokesperson Andre Riley says between the 2008 bond package and the one approved last month, all those problems are being fixed.
Well, regarding the heating and cooling project, it's occurring. We have every indication that we'll begin the inspection process as early as this week. The roof of this school has been identified as a troublesome area, and it needs repair. Now that we've gotten approval from the voters, we'll look at the best way to accomplish that project in the most cost-efficient way, and we'll get it done.
The roof repair will cost $11 million. We'll turn now to the second largest mental health facility in Texas, the Dallas County Jail. District Attorney Susan Hawk says for some in need of treatment, prison's the only option.
There's a big gap for individuals that are not in the criminal justice system, but they just need help, and the resources are hard to come by.
Today, the DA talked on the public radio program The Takeaway about the county's new reformative justice unit. It aims to keep accused criminals with mental illnesses out of prison and instead give them treatment, housing, and job training.
30% of the folks that are incarcerated are mentally ill, and by sending them to prison, we're not doing any good. It's just they're back out on the street within a matter of months in a much worse condition than they were before, and they're right back in the penitentiary. So we just have this revolving door.
When she was a district judge, Hawk oversaw a special court that specialized in alternative sentences for the mentally ill. She's also had a very public battle with mental illness. Hawk took 2 months off to get treatment for depression and anxiety at a psychiatric hospital this summer. most of us, the word auction conjures up images of antiques or fine art or even foreclosed houses. KERA's Christopher Connolly visits a very different kind of auction of giant earth-moving and construction equipment at Ritchie Brothers, just north of Fort Worth.
In a lot of ways, auctions are pretty much the same everywhere. There are items or lots up for sale. An auctioneer calls out climbing prices as bidders try to lock in the best deal. It's the same idea at the Ritchie Brothers operation in Lake Worth, but massive. There are almost 4,000 lots for sale here. It's just one of 40 locations they run worldwide. Some of the lots are small, tools and truck racks and survey equipment. Others are much bigger.
Dozers, rollers, reach forklifts, backhoe loaders, some ag tractors.
Chad Johnson is the Fort Worth regional manager for Ritchie Brothers.
Truck tractors, flatbeds, pickup trucks. We sell automobiles, flatbed trailers, almost anything you can think of.
More than 4,000 bidders registered for the two-day auction, most online, many overseas. A couple thousand people came through to kick tires and check out the products in person.
And clear the ramp. Here we go. 30 pounds and all that.
Two auctions are run in two huge rooms, side by side at the same time. In one, all of the pieces that can move on their own rumble past huge windows for bidders to see. Hands in the audience shoot up. Bid catchers at front use hand signals, eye contact, and whoops and hollers to keep things moving. Final prices are set. A new piece of machinery sold every 30 to 60 seconds.
Soul chain, $45,000.
Outside, it's much quieter. Customers walk between hulking machines in neat rows that stretch across the 170-acre lot. Ronnie Lunsford of Springtown came with a long shopping list.
Trucks, dozers, boring rigs, backhoes, anything that makes money.
Lunsford's business is expanding. He does directional drilling, excavating, a little bit of everything these days. Gallo LaRiva is looking for deals on a truck for his small Houston-based hauling company, even though things right now aren't great.
And right now the work is bad, but let's hope next year is going to be good. That's why I'm hoping I'm going to get a good deal.
In another section, bright red semi-trucks, maybe 100 in all, stand in two long lines. On each, the name Halliburton is painted over, Halliburton like the oil company. Billy Self from Collinsville says that's a clear sign of how oil and gas is doing.
If the oil field wasn't dead, these trucks would be on the road right now making, a man would be making a living in every one of these trucks right here. Oh, it's kind of sad,
Companies pay Susie Farnsworth to transport equipment from auctions like this. She's here now checking out some machines for her clients. Yes, she says, the sluggish oil industry is a drag.
But if you go by my customers, they're calling me. They're wanting me to look at things, send them pictures. They're very, very interested, right? So that tells me they've got some money in their pocket. And, a lot of my customers have bought things. And, these are pieces that go to $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. So to me, I said, looks good.
Over the next couple of weeks, this lot will be almost completely emptied out. New equipment will be hauled in, scrubbed down, and lined up for the next auction. And thousands of buyers will spend millions of dollars all over again. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
For the evening, you could expect mostly clear skies with a low around 44. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high near 67, and tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low around 48. It's currently 59 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth, 55 in Tyler, and 52 in Wichita Falls. You can follow KERA News on Twitter or like us on Facebook. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.